And welcome back. Let me make one little quick announcement here. It is the beginning of the Christmas holiday season, and we're getting renewals for the Radio Archive subscription service that we offer. You can listen to programs going back just about 24 years now. It's a whole audio history of what has happened to this country. And they're all there for you. So that's one of a number of things you get when you join. And it's very inexpensive. It helps us keep everything going and flowing your way. And I thank you. Some of the people who are sending in subscriptions, and I don't have time to write individually, but I want to thank all of you who have sent, they send a little extra and they say Merry Christmas, or they say keep up the good work. And they're very nice notes to receive. And I am greatly appreciative of all, even those who just write thank you for doing what you do. It all matters because it's all good, it's positive, and that's what we need to try and heal this planet of ours. It's got to be predicated on goodness and care. It cannot be predicated any longer on evil, darkness, control, and sickness. That's what it is. All right, we're going to talk to Linda Stone this hour, a survivor of satanic ritual abuse. She's been there. She knows it. It's her world. And she has a lot to say about Pizzagate and the disgusting efforts by the so-called mainstream media to hide it, to obfuscate it, to cover it up. It's putrid. They created the whole issue of fake news because of Pizzagate, because it shows the truth about the controllers, and that they are into the worst kind of imaginable alleged human behaviors, although they're not human, and these aren't behaviors. They're rituals. They kill children. They kill adults. There's cannibalism. There's anything you can think of. It's that bad. It's that crazy. And Linda, welcome back. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. It is, and perhaps it's the way it's supposed to be. Most people can't really begin to come to terms with the horrors that are going on right under their noses. And I've made the point over and over again, it's happening in your town, folks, unless you have a town of like five people, your city, your community. These Satanists have taken positions of power and authority so they can cover things up. That's what they do, and that's how the game is played. When you watch this mainstream media and their efforts with so-called fake news to discredit the alternative media, which is doing the only real investigative journalism on the planet, in my view, a few exceptions here and there, but not many. What are your thoughts when you see this going on?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, one thing that people who are, you know, I love that the average citizen globally has become an investigative reporter, unfortunately, but now the whole, pretty much a lot of, you know, the alternative news, the true news media, yeah. You know, the other news is the fake news, and it always has been. But what people need to understand is this has been going on for many thousands of generations. Okay, so multi-generational Satanism, which I describe in my book, The Family Tree and Satanism.com, The Family Tree is the name of the book, I define, and most survivors of multi-generational Satanism define it as going back to at least the 14th century. You see, the families will pride themselves on showing the children that are being raised in this that, you know, their family legacy goes back so far that there's no way out. Absolutely.
Right.
So, number one, this has been going on for many millennia, and they're top experts at it. So what they do, and this is, you know, to answer your question, this is what I think of, what they do is what they've always done. Their MO is to blame the victim, accuse the victim of what they are perpetrating on them. So
exactly.
In this case,
it's reverse projection.
Right. We are being blamed for fake news when in reality we've been fed nothing but fake news for our whole lives.
Well said.
Right?
You can click on Linda Stone's name and guests and go right to her site where her book is. And if you've never read anything about this, it's a very good place to start. Go ahead. Yeah, our whole lives. You got it.
So, you know, that's their MO. And unfortunately, my biggest concern, where I kind of want to go with this, is, you know, so we know that they're blaming us for fake news. You know, we're all fake news people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the concern, the big concern is that where it's going is, you know, to squash our First Amendment rights, obviously.
I'm going to call it a war on reality. I don't like to use the word truth. It's been so perverted, but there's a war on reality being perpetrated by the controllers. And they want us to understand a reality that is of their construction. It's not ours. And that's what you talk about when you mention citizen reporters, our own investigative journalists. We have to do this. We have to take the extra time now, even if it's to look at a YouTube video or two once in a while. You've got to do it. You've got to make the effort. They are not going to tell you anything, and they own the game. 5-6 corporations own 95%+ of the media, and that's it. That's how the game is played. You are a lab animal in a small cage to them. That's all you are. So keep at it.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And they want to control us with what? Their ID number and eventually a chip. You know, how soon could that come? It could come through fake news. It's fake news. It really could, because when you read, I read every link you have on your site tonight.
Wow.
Today. Okay, I read it all. And reviewed it, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, this is nothing new under the sun, right? This is where they're going with it. The fake Zero Hedge link that you put up talks about, you know, several links you put up talks about the one week after the Washington, November 30th, right? The House quietly passed H.R. 6393. Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017.
Yep. We didn't hear a word. We didn't hear anything about it. Yeah, we heard nothing about it.
No. I'm so glad you put that up here, but here it is, folks, you know.
Well, that's what, you know, one
we're funding of a front group.
One thing about the site, which I'd like to say, and I've been doing it 22 years, I think the site's been up now and serving. As I try, and I've got it down pretty well to a science. Most all the stories up there are worth your time, some more so than others.
Mm-hmm.
You need to choose what's your area of interest. But I try to cull the good stuff. Now, I make mistakes. Sometimes I'll post a story. I can't read them all. I do my best by virtue of the headlines and a quick glance and the source, the author. That counts. So these are stories that have been basically pulled and put together for you to give you the tools to begin your citizen journalism here and then take it wherever you want to go. But do that and at least read the headlines. If nothing else, read the headlines. That will educate you right there. Go ahead, Linda. Thanks.
Well, just, you know, the links that you put up about the, especially the fake news links, you know,
yeah, there's a whole bunch of them there at the top of the page, yeah.
Right. This bill is very, very frightening that was passed by the House, because basically, you know, they want to punish covert broadcasting, establishment or funding of a front group, media manipulation, disinformation. These are very broad terms, funding agents of influence, incitement, and offensive counterintelligence.
Right.
You know, this is very, very frightening that they passed this based on this fake news, which was first saw it brought up by Obama. You know, he was the first one to bring it up.
That's right.
We got to watch this fake news.
Yeah.
And it's also extremely frightening that so many people's only source of news is Facebook. I was reading that tonight going, what news do you get on Facebook?
This guy. People are so stupid to put their innermost personal life behaviors, secrets up in a location that almost anybody can read it. And they've made it easy for the intelligence agencies. They just download everything that's on Facebook. Zuckerberg or as Gerald Salenti says, Zuckerberg, controls the lives to one degree or another of over a billion people, a billion members to Facebook, whose lives are invested heavily in what they post and what they read every damn day on that thing. That's too much power in the hands of one small group or person. Way too much.
And isn't he censoring now?
Yes.
Is Facebook censoring now?
Yes.
And so is
yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
YouTube is taking down videos?
They're taking down videos on Pizzagate. They're beginning to disappear. That's right. They have been censoring for quite some time. I know that, first of all, the ratings of my site have been suppressed for years. I've caught them. 1 hour, mm-hmm. they're going up at 45 degrees on the graph, and the next hour is going down 45 degrees. So all this is done very easily, and when people look to the controllers to let them know, well, how are we doing in the Internet, you're asking for trouble, because they're not going to tell you the truth. Unless you're on the in crowd with them, then you know, you'll get good numbers, good ratings. So, and oh, there's another thing. Let me mention Snopes. Do not trust Snopes. It's Intel.
Right.
Now, a lot of Snopes is okay, right. But that's the very definition of disinformation. 80% correct, 20%, 15% is bogus. Snopes is not to be trusted. Do your own research. Okay? Thank you.
So, Jeff, let's go back about how many years ago, 1986, McMartin preschool case. Let's go back to that case.
Oh, yeah.
This is how the world of satanic ritual abuse, which is what Pizzagate is, let's call it what it is, satanic ritual abuse and multi-generational Satanism. It first really came out and became a national topic when the McMartin preschool case broke. Most people don't know. I flew out there, okay? I flew out to California. I met with the parents. Believe the Children was an organization that began. Catherine Gould was a wonderful therapist who, top-notch therapist who was interviewing the children and confirming, you know, they were telling the truth. What most people don't know is that preschool case involved probably about, as I recall, about 45 different preschools in the Manhattan area.
It was a network. Oh, yeah.
It was a network, and it was a lot of kids, and that was back in 1986. What another thing that people don't know is those children grew up. Not all of them got help. You know, only the McMartin preschool was even talked about, and those children were eventually discredited, disproved. Nothing happened, right?
Right. That was the ultimate verdict.
It was all fake news.
That's right.
It was all fake news.
Never mind former FBI agent in charge of L.A., Ted Gunderson, was also trying to expose the McMartin case. But your point is so important. There were so many dozens of schools, preschools, that no one got any help. None.
And then what happened, though, this is what I learned from the parents. What happened is the children grew up, and they were programmed, right? They had become multiple personality dissociative identity disorder. I like to call it multiple personality. It's easier to try to imagine a little bit of it. And these children grew up, and they were controlled by the same people that are now controlling us, or trying to control us, those of us in the true news, you. Thank God for what you do and all your followers. And we're like, you know, the people who know what's going on, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah.
These kids all got, you know where they all got mind control to go into? The big, giant credit card companies to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they were all channeled to work, at these huge credit card companies. And they were, their jobs became to track.
Uh-huh, sure.
So where this is going, where this is going, this fake news is going, is that they want to give us an ID number for everyone who gets on the Internet. Didn't Obama just, you know, not that long ago?
He did.
Control of the Internet over to Icon?
Sure did.
Right?
Yep. We need that back, by the way, and I hope Trump can reverse that. It's crazy.
Oh, boy, we got to have that back.
Yeah.
We got to have it back. So now we have, you know, the Pope saying that fake news is a sin. That's one of the links on your site.
Yeah, well, he said that even if a story is true, it shouldn't be reported. No, no, even if a scandal is true, it shouldn't be reported. And then he called investigative reporters, he said that they eat manure, but he didn't say manure. And this is the Pope.
Yeah. The world has really gone insane. So you know, once again, let's look at the overview. The children that have been ritually abused throughout the country in our lifetime, and who are multiples, have been put into strategic places to track. You know, not just credit card companies, but all kinds of different tracking companies, right?
Right.
And their job, you know, they're programmed to track us through the fake news. I believe, you know, I see this, that through the fake news, whatever you want to call it, that we're in right now.
Paradigm.
This time period now. Yeah, paradigm, exactly. Now, remember, ritual abuse went underground. It was wide open. It was talked about. People were shocked to find out about it, that this actually existed, the satanic ritual abuse where children are tortured, raped, forced to kill other people, cannibalism, you know, hoods and robes and dancing around fires, and, you know, this ancient
yeah.
stuff was still here, and people couldn't believe it. And,
yeah.
and
yeah.
yet they knew their children were telling the truth. They saw all the symptomology in their children. Their children were multiple, and they were never the same. That all went underground with the fake news cover-up, and this the first time that I have seen it come forth to this degree through the Pizzagate, through the WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have the internet like we do now back with McMartin. Now we've got a huge internet,
exactly.
and this is spreading. This gets out, and it's gone at the speed of light, and they can't call it back, and they can't subvert it. So they've mounted this half-assed, stupid fake news campaign run by the mainstream media, the kings and queens of fake news, to try to reverse project it on the alt media. It doesn't happen. It's not going to work. And here's your quote from the Pope. He says, all alternate media reporters are shit eaters. Now that's a quote from Pope Francis. And then he also said, the MSM should not cover scandals, quote, even if they're true.
Unbelievable.
It is. It's just incredible. This is the Pope, the most holy man in the world? No. The Pope is the head of a mass pedophile ring that has been in operation for, what, almost 2,000 years.
Exactly. You have to be a pedophile to be in there as a priest or a cardinal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know, where does it end up? You know, where does this end up? If we don't stay on top of it and demand that in this country, that Trump and the people that were just elected, we have to keep them on their toes. We have a job to do here to let them know we're smart. We know what's going on. And we want this bill repealed that was just passed. You know, we want to keep our First Amendment rights, and the internet has to be brought back to our control of this country. It has to be, because where they want to go with it, where the global Satanists want to go with it, is where they've always wanted to go with it. Their main goal has always been the New World Order, back from the beginning,
yeah.
control of the world. You know, and they want everyone to have an ID number. And one of the links on your site talked about, you know, the internet ID could be instilled because of the fake news for every American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the ID would have to be used every time you log on to the internet for anything, your bank, your medical, anything. You'd have to use your ID number. And then the next thing they want to do, and this is really frightening, is UAE, telecom giant, ETISALAT, not sure how to pronounce that.
Bitch slap. That's bitch slap.
unveils human injectable microchips to replace credit cards for purchases.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And they'll market it on the basis of how convenient it is, how easy it is. Just hold your hand over a little reader, and you're there. These are chip implants, okay? They're just getting us ready for the obvious, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And so you can see how it all flows together.
The other thing is,
oh my gosh, you know, people are running around shooting.
Yes, of course. And most mass shooters are mind controlled, whether with a chip or without a chip, with just indirect directed energy weapons. They can get into the mind, and it's an electrical instrument, the mind, and they can recreate anything they want. Read about this. Read. It's all there. There are patents on these things, for goodness sakes. These are patented devices, and you can look up the patents. It's not science fiction. They're making money on this. And the idea that people are chipped and implanted is something that really needs to be made, I think, common knowledge. If you have had an MRI, a full-body MRI, and there are no chips, you'll know you're probably pretty safe. But if you get an MRI and you know where to look, you'll find little things that shouldn't be in there. They're there. I've been told I've been told that dentists will put them in if they're working for the man. You know, there are a lot of ways to get these things in people. Go ahead with your question.
Well, my daughter was told when she was a young child that. By her father, that he was gonna have the dentist put a chip in her tooth that would track her everywhere she went.
Oh, really?
I was gonna ask you: Have you had backlash since the fake news came out with your site? Have you had
not
any
yet?
Backlash?
But I had one odd thing happened this morning, yesterday morning, and I'm waiting to see. They have so many ways of harassing people, of making their lives even more difficult. They can do it emotionally. They can do it financially. They can do it any way you can think of. These people, these evil people, have at their disposal technology that, again, is decades ahead of what you would imagine. It's that bad. It doesn't always work. But we are lab rats, and they're constantly experimenting on us. And that's what happens to a lot of these kids who are brought up in this horrible system. Stand by. We'll be right back with Linda Stone after this. Linda Stone. Do click on her name. Go to her website, and her book is an extraordinary read. There is a lot to this field that is beginning to come out. And what I hope happens is that a lot of other sites will continue to keep this information present and not let it fade away. I've just sent over to James to post immediately that video I mentioned during the last hour of the blinking object taken from a Morgellons victim's chin. Jan Smith, a friend of this program for a number of years, who has taken more things out of her body and put them up with video and stills than you can count. This is a blinking object. You look at it, and you'll say, oh my God, who made it and what's it in there for? And these things are in people all over the place. She's got it, and it's a video. You'll see. It's magnified, I think, 40 or 50 power, but very small. It's probably nanotech at some level and then builds up from there. These are self-replicating objects. They're all tied into the same thing that Linda and I are discussing, and that's the control of human beings for nefarious, dark, and ugly purposes. Now, these kids that come out of, you mentioned the network of schools in L.A., it's not just L.A. Mm-hmm. All major cities have this.
Right.
Okay? You've got to understand, it's everywhere.
Not just the major cities. I worked with survivors for 6 years, and first of all, my book describes in the 70s I was living through this, and satanic ritual abuse was being done to me while they knocked me out, so it was being done to my body. I was, drugged without knowing it, and my body was taken to a quote-unquote funeral, and that was a ritual, and the children were shown and told, your mommy's dead. And my daughter came up and opened my eyelid to look in my eye, and sure enough, I looked dead as a doornail. What they were doing, what they do is they're, you know, they're breaking the bond with the good parent, and they are, you know, just showing the child that the mother has no power, or the good parent has no power. I didn't grow up in Satanism, but I certainly got put through it without my knowledge in the 70s. And think about this, Jeff, and everyone, there was no reference, none whatsoever, from 1970 to when I got out of that nightmare in 1981. No reference whatsoever. I walked away from that whole marriage and that whole nightmare saying to myself, you know, I've been dealing with something that no one knows anything about. And so then in 86, it broke open with the McMartin preschool case, and now it's global. Now people, it's wide open. What blows my mind with this Pizzagate, absolutely blows my mind, and you would think nothing would blow my mind anymore, but what blows my mind is how overt these people are, this art that they put up, these pictures, that paintings that Podesta has all over his living room, and then they tell us this is fake? Are you kidding me? You know, all of the musicians, you know, they do nothing but Illuminati type, you know, occult stuff, you know.
Did you see the pictures of did you see the pictures of the fake Marina Abramovich big sit-down formal dinner of Satanism?
They're
up there. Okay. Is that fake too? I don't think so.
And the cake that they're cutting open—that's a female body. You know, it even looks like you know. That's what I mean. She's just an image maker. She's another Anton LaVey, just shock. You know, shock image.
Right.
Maker to desensitize people to the disgusting.
Well, there's the key word. There's the key word. She calls herself an artist, of course. That's what they all hide behind. But the idea is to desensitize the masses. Now, they do that through the mass media,
right.
And they do it by showing. They used to use dramatizations of deaths and shootings. Ah, the movies Shoot 'em Up, Bang Bang, Cowboys and Indians, and the Wild West. Then it moved into the urban settings, gangsters and so forth, government agents shooting and killing each other. And now, on the nightly news, you see the real thing. ISIS, the Islamic State, they're killing people, burning them to death, shooting them, just machine gunning them in trenches. Come on. This is desensitizing people to the sacred value of life. That's what they're doing. And they're getting away with it. And that's why it's really a wise thing if you do not have commercial television. I haven't had it for 28 years now. And I just won't watch it. There are all kinds of things embedded in the electromagnetic frequencies that are coming out of that screen. Believe me, you have no control over it.
Yeah.
None.
Major mind control going on with
you. You bet. But desensitization is really the key word here. You're completely right. You can't force people to accept these horrific things unless you slowly desensitize them and bring them to a point where I've seen that before. Bored. I have seen that before. No, the idea of life and death is supposed to be the ultimate as a living being, but it's not anymore. They're showing us ISIS killing people like they're tissues out of a box. It doesn't matter. So human life all of a sudden has no meaning. What's happening in Europe? Rape gangs of Muslims, mostly blacks from Somalia, Eritrea, and so forth. They're the worst offenders, but they're all rapists. Muslim gangs. In England, as I've said, forgive me, I'm going to repeat it. Since last February of 2016, it is now said and projected, estimated, that in England, over 1 million British women and girls have been raped or sexually attacked. That's huge. They're not talking about anything in Germany. When I'm talking about girls, I mean little girls, too. Yes, of course.
Yeah. little boys, little girls.
And these kids, see, the thing is, Linda, these children, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and they're boys and girls getting raped by these savages. They're monsters is what they are. Their lives are never the same. Their lives they're ruined in many cases. You've ruined a life. You've killed off a part of the soul of that child. You've taken away childhood from that child. And then these lunatics, no, they're worse than that. I'm being nice. And this female genital mutilation crap. This is the 21st century. And then honor killings. This is not a religion. It's a death and sex cult.
Exactly. It really does blow the mind. It really is incomprehensible.
I run out of words. I try, but I do.
It's hard to describe. And you're right. The children never are the same. My children have never been the same. The children who've been through this have never been the same. Oh, and by the way, the satanic ritual abuse, I've worked with survivors who their entire town in rural areas, the entire town, every single person in the town was a multi-generational Satanist.
Or a victim.
Every single person.
Yeah.
They were all Satanists, and they picked their victims up, because it was rural. They picked them up from truck stops. They had, like, cafes.
Sure.
And they would find the right victim and they'd call the cops who were Satanists, and the cops would pull them over, and they would take them out of the truck, and that would be the victim for the night,
Never seen again, folks. Look up how many children disappear every year. Now, a lot of those, you'll say, a lot of those are divorces, and the spouse will take the child. Yeah, okay, a lot of them. But how many? Let's say there's 300,000, 400,000 to go missing every year. Let's say 50% are the result of marital issues, family issues, where the kid disappears. One spouse or the other takes the kid. That leaves, if it's 400,000, that leaves 200,000 to be sacrificed, right? Or programmed, or shattered, and made into a basket full of pieces for the rest of their lives. It's really something, and I just wish there was something we could
make the kids, something we could do to blow it up. Very often, the kids who are being ritually abused are forced to go find the latchkey kid or the next kid for the sacrifice.
No, they're recruiters.
Or it's going to be them. They're always told it's going to be you. You're going to be next. The amazing thing that blows my mind is that they throw this in our face now with all this quote unquote art, and they call it art, and then we're wackadoos, we're fake news people because we know this art. I know this art. When I saw this art in Podesta's house, I just about, it was actually incredibly triggering. It was very, very triggering because this is true satanic ritual abuse art. It really is. There's no doubt about it.
No other way to look at it. And it's huge. You can see it's Tony Podesta's house. There's pictures of the art. It's not art. It's a tribute to a ritualized destruction of human life is what it is. And that's what these people thrive on. We've got that missing little girl in Europe. What was her name?
Oh, right. McCanny.
McCanny something.
McCann.
Yeah.
Last name is McCann.
That's right. And then there are the two pictures of the two primary suspects who were being sought in her disappearance. She's never been seen again. And those pictures are exact drawings of the Podesta brothers. Exact. I'll have those pictures up on the homepage tonight or tomorrow. Exact.
I saw that, and I saw that, and I wondered why they felt so bold that they could go out and do that. That's
well, as
bold.
You say, it's in our face now.
They felt very protected.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. Everything's right in our face. And what is so insulting is that they're telling us once again, it's fake news. I was, you know, in my situation, I was, they went after me for false reporting, you know. You're falsely reporting. You know, it's always fake, it's always false, it's always the victim who is accused, always. So don't let, I just want to speak to the audience, do not let that happen to yourself. Once you've done your own investigative research, stick with the truth, follow it, you know, get on Jeff's website here, Rinse.com, follow it daily, keep up with it, because, you know, we have to hold these people accountable that have been elected, Trump and all of them. They have to be held accountable. We have learned through this election that we have some say.
We have
not.
We still have we still have some power. And
we have a voice.
And right. I hope also that this really ultimately falls on the shoulders of the parents to learn and to protect their children. You just can't leave your children out of your sight. It doesn't work. Don't buy them a cell phone when they're 8. Don't leave them alone with computers when they're 9 and 10, or even younger, because their friends, so-called, will expose them to things that will change them on the spot forever. Forever.
And also educate your children as to, you know, you don't know who's in your life, what teacher, what all the people in your children's life.
In your life,
no idea.
Your community, you just don't know.
Yeah, which one is the Satanist? Because they're there, and they prey on children. You know, here in Colorado, there was an ex-priest who was caught having, you know, abused and molested over 300 boys at a
300.
They call it, you know, 300 boys at a rec center. You know, they called it a lockdown, and before that, he had been a priest at a Native American reservation. Think how many, none of those Native American kids ever had a voice, ever. So he probably had, you know, molested and raped thousands of boys before he finally shot himself. So, you know, kids go to a lockdown, and here's the manager of the whole thing, who's an ex-pedophile priest. You just don't know. So you have to educate your children that if anyone ever tries to touch them or makes them feel uncomfortable in any way, shape, or form, that they are to tell you, and they are to speak up to that person and run, you know, or get away from them as fast as they can. You know, children really have to be savvy today, and it's up to the parents to educate them that, you know, if anyone ever touches you or you don't feel they should, you must tell me right away.
Right.
And then, you know, the problem with that is it's the kid's word against the perpetrators.
Adult's word against the perpetrators, if they own the system, and I get this all the time from people. I told the cops and the judge, they get the judges and they get the system so they can really control it. And it's not just about satanic ritual abuse. It's about these implants, people who are being gang stalked. We've had people on this program who are being, literally, their lives are being destroyed. This goes back many, many years by these people, and they're all over the damn place. And I think by virtue of the fact that Obama has gotten away with so much in 8 years, no one, and before Obama, it's the same thing with Bush. How many times did how many pictures are there of George Bush kissing bald-headed men on the head? Look that up. President George Bush kissing bald-headed men. And you'll see an awful lot of pictures up there. Jeff Gannon, the reporter, alleged reporter, who was a fake reporter, fake news, given the front row seat at the White House news conferences by Bush, checked into the White House, according to Secret Service records, I think it was about 150 times. I'm just going to round it off. And in the great majority of those times, he didn't check out again until the next day. And then we have allegations of satanic ritual abuse going on in the White House under the Obama administration. We have a lot of evidence pointing to Michelle Obama as being Michael Robinson, a transgender.
Right.
There are photographs of her that make it quite clear that she's not equipped as a normal woman would be. She's got far too much down there. These photos are out
right.
there. You can look at them. We've known that Obama is a homosexual. He's also a Muslim and a Marxist on top of that. So look what's been running this country. George Bush, Obama.
Bush was also accused by many in the world of satanic ritual abuse. Many survivors reported being abused by the Bush family. They're an obvious satanic family.
Yes.
Hello, Skull and Bones.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, I've heard this for years and years. I guess where we are is...
Go ahead.
No, your turn.
I was just going to say, I think my book is important for people to read, The Family Tree, at thefamilytreeandsatanism.com, because it is a classic case. And my daughter had not split off and did not have repressed memories. All of the satanic ritual abuse that she reported wasn't all done at once, that's for sure. It took a couple years for it to come out. But in the book, I list, you know, I don't list off, but I tell the whole story in one chapter of what they do. And the reason they do this, and the reason these global Satanists, multi-generational Satanists, are doing this is because they want complete and total control of every single one of us. And, you know, they want to control us and make us do what they're doing, basically. You know, they want to either, they either want to kill us because we won't be like them, or...
That's
you know,
right. There's a lot of that going on. And I just, you know, I feel, and I've always been, I was a good dad, and I always just, this whole thing about children violating a child's sanctity in any way has always been a real problem for me to handle. I just don't deal with it well. And I think these people that
and a friend of mine and I were talking tonight that across the board, you know, whatever color anyone is, whatever religion they are, normal people have a repulsion to little children being killed, abused,
well, they certainly
sacrificed.
Should. Otherwise, they're not normal.
Yeah.
And I really do think that... We're at a point now where there's so much of this on the planet, and I do call it Planet Satan, we're approaching the final battle between good and evil, of light and dark.
And evil, we are.
There are going to be a lot of people who are going to die. The planet is not big enough for both good and evil, I don't think. It's getting to the point now through the media that evil is spreading so fast. And it's all been done over a period of years by conditioning, by desensitizing through the so-called entertainment media, music. And who's this guy, Kanye West? I don't know him very well, but he apparently had a programming breakdown and began to speak positively about Donald Trump instead of doing his rap concerts. And they quickly put him in a mental hospital, and they probably reprogrammed him with drugs and whatever. And now he's back out again, I saw. But... sometimes these people, they shake off their programming and they start talking too much and things happen to them. How many videos are there of people like Bob Dylan, you can go back to Bob Dylan, who on video is saying, they admit that they made a deal with the devil for their popularity and their success. They sold their soul, Katy Perry, they sold Madonna, they sold their soul to the devil. Look up videos.
Beyonce.
Understand.
That Sasha Fierce.
It's on video. Yeah. You either sell out or you don't make it. And that's people have a price. And
you either become one of us or you're going to go down the tubes. You know,
let's remind everyone
what they're trying to sell to us.
Oh, yes, yes.
Go ahead.
Let's remind everyone about your book, and then we have to say goodnight.
Okay. It's The Family Tree, and the blog is thefamilytreeandsatanism.com. Keep in mind, it was written 28, 20, almost 30 years ago. And I think it's an excellent book to tell the story of how this occurs. And thank you so much, Jeff, for having me on again. And thank you to your audience for, I actually feel supported as a ritual abuse survivor that this is broken open on this level by people who really are investigative reporters now. Thank you so much.
Also, you're very welcome. People who care. Thank you, Linda. Stay well. Take care. All right. Linda Stone. And that's hour three tonight. It's a lot of very heavy stuff, and it's got to be confronted. We're at a point now, if we ignore it, it's only going to continue to proliferate, and then we won't have a chance. We have a chance. All right. We'll be back tomorrow night. Bill Tompkins will be here tomorrow. Another amazing conversation.